Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is November 20th, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Bitcoin mining firms merge to build world's largest purported mining farm in 2020. Fed Reserve evaluating digital dollar but benefits still unclear, says chairman. New York judge grants U.S. government right to intervene in $7 million Bitcoin fraud case. Fidelity Digital Asset Services now authorized to operate crypto custody platform. Bitcoin may hit $4,500 but miners have mostly capitulated, analysts. Online gaming platform lets gamers collect BTC in first-person shooter game. Tor project now accepts Bitcoin over Lightning Network. Grayscale files form to become first Bitcoin fund to report to SEC. Bitcoin slips in KPMG rankings, but cryptocurrency innovation has strong showing. Novogratz launches two new Bitcoin funds targeting wealth of America. Now let's get started. Bitcoin mining firms merge to build world's largest purported mining farm in 2020. German Bitcoin, BTC, mining firm Northern Bitcoin has entered a merger agreement with United States-based competitor Winstone to jointly build what will supposedly be world's largest mining farm. According to a Northern Bitcoin press release published on November 18, Winstone is already building the aforementioned facility, which is expected to have a capacity of 1 gigawatt on an area of over 100 acres in Texas. The mining farm in question will allegedly be the largest data center in North America. A quick construction plan. The first phase of the construction, which is expected to conclude in Q1 2020, will already have a capacity of 300 megawatts. Construction is expected to be completed in Q4 2020. The first two clients that will take advantage of the upcoming facility will reportedly be two publicly traded corporations that will use a significant portion of its capacity for Bitcoin mining. Still, after its completion, the data center will also allow for the acceleration of video rendering and artificial intelligence applications. Northern Bitcoin is a stock-traded company founded last year that specializes in sustainable Bitcoin mining. The firm operates a mining farm on renewable energy in Norway. The idea of placing the world's largest mining facility in the US is interesting, given that China has so far been at the forefront of the cryptocurrency mining industry and hosts many of the leading companies of the industry, such as Bitmain. According to a recent analysis, low power costs in addition to access to cheap hardware make China a competitive destination for cryptocurrency mining operations, despite the country's legal environment. Fed Reserve evaluating digital dollar but benefits still unclear, says chairman. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has said his institution is looking into the possibility of developing a central bank digital currency, CBDC. In a November 19 letter responding to questions from lawmakers Representative French Hill, RARC, and Representative Bill Foster, DIL, in late September, Powell said the Fed has noted the efforts of other nations to explore a CBDC option, and that it continues to carefully analyze the costs and benefits of pursuing such an initiative in the U.S. In their letter to Powell, Hill and Foster had expressed concerns over the potential risks to the dollar if another nation or private company creates a widely used cryptocurrency, and asked whether the central bank is looking pursuing such an option. While the U.S. central bank is looking at whether a fully digital dollar would offer benefits to the U.S., Powell said the Fed is not actively developing one. Further, a digital national currency may not offer advantages to the U.S. that it may do to other nations. As an example, some countries have seen a rapid migration by consumers away from cash, while demand for cash in the U.S. remains robust, Powell said. Similarly, payment systems in some jurisdictions may be slow and unreliable, and a digital fiat may offer an improvement for consumers. On the other hand, payments in the U.S. are innovative and competitive and consumers have no shortage of options, according to Powell. Introducing a digital dollar would also raise important questions regarding law, monetary policy, financial stability, regulation and operations, the Fed chief said. For example, would a general-purpose CBDC be classed as legal tender and what are the rights and obligations of participants in such a system? The digital dollar may also raise concerns about privacy and IT security if, unlike cash, all the Fed must maintain a record of all transactions made with the CBDC. Ushering in the new technology would also mean there would have to be decisions made over whether the digital currency would earn interest, and would its supply be capped. Overall, Powell concluded that the Fed has not identified potential material benefits of a general-purpose CBDC to the implementation of monetary policy relative to our existing tools. New York judge grants U.S. government right to intervene in $7 million Bitcoin fraud case. The New York Southern District Court has ruled in favor of the United States government to intervene in a civil case against John Barry Thompson, who is alleged of a $7 million Bitcoin (BTC) related fraud. With Judge Loretta A. Priska's ruling on November 19, the U.S. government in this case, represented by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission (CFTC), now has the right to intervene in civil proceedings that are running parallel to a criminal multi-million Bitcoin scam case. Thompson, a resident of Easton, Pennsylvania, is charged with knowingly or recklessly making false representations to customers in connection with the purported purchase of bitcoins worth over $7 million. Priska stated, upon the consent of all relevant parties, the government's application to intervene in the above-entitled matter and to stay the matter in its entirety until the conclusion of the parallel criminal case, United States v. John Barry Thompson, is granted. Initiation of the case by the CFTC. The case was initiated by the CFTC in late September, which claimed that after receiving clients' funds, Thompson, the head of a Bitcoin escrow service, sent virtually all of the money to third parties. The purported Bitcoin was not delivered to clients while their funds were not safeguarded as promised. The CFTC thus seeks restitution, disgorgement, civil monetary penalties, permanent trading and registration bans, and a permanent injunction against all further violations of the Commodity Exchange Act and the CFTC's regulations. Other recent injunctions in the crypto world. As reported on November 6, the Office of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations and prosecutors for the Southern District of New York indicted Asa St. Clair for allegedly participating in a cryptocurrency scheme dubbed iGobit. St. Clair was charged with one count of wire fraud, which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison if convicted. Last month, the CEO of Delaware-registered blockchain firm Veritasium LLC and New York-registered Veritasium Inc., Reggie Middleton, was ordered to pay $8.4 million in disgorgement in a securities fraud case. Fidelity Digital Asset Services now authorized to operate crypto custody platform. Fidelity Digital Asset Services, LLC, FDAS, has procured a charter from the New York State Department of Financial Services, NYDFS, to operate a virtual currency custody and execution platform. Per a November 19 press release, the NYDFS authorized FDAS to operate as a limited liability trust company and run a cryptocurrency custody and execution platform where both institutional investors and individuals can store, buy, sell and transfer Bitcoin, BTC. Superintendent of Financial Services Linda A. Lacewell noted that this approval is further evidence that innovation and consumer protection can coexist in New York's evolving and expanding financial services industry. Commenting on the development, Michael Orley, COO for Fidelity Digital Assets, said, "The custody and trade execution services that we provide are essential building blocks for institutional investors' continued adoption of digital assets." The designation as a New York trust company under the supervision and examination of the DFS builds on the credibility and trust we're establishing amongst institutions and other market participants. We will continue to play a leading role in supporting the maturation of the entire ecosystem as we expand our business and the clients we serve. Fidelity's developments in crypto custody service. Earlier in November, Fidelity Investments, which stands behind FDAS, hired Michael Zinneman as its product specialist to further oversee the company's strategy on cryptocurrencies, custody and execution services. Zinneman oversees the company's strategy for its cryptocurrency custody service that launched in mid-October. At the time, the company's CEO Abigail Johnson said that the company had fully launched its crypto custody business following a year of preparation and accumulating clients. Recently, institutional Bitcoin trading platform Bakkt received regulatory approval from NYDFS to offer custody services to any institution. Previously, the option was only available for those trading its Bitcoin futures. Bitcoin may hit $4,500, but miners have mostly capitulated analysts. The Bitcoin BTC price has almost reached its bottom for 2019, but the threat still remains for markets to hit $4,500, according to one expert. Well-known statistician and analyst Willie Wu delivered his analysis in a live YouTube discussion about Bitcoin's future with trader Tone Vase on November 20. Wu, time running out for Bitcoin price drop. As BTC, USD hovers around the $8,000 support, analysts have recently turned more bearish on its short-term outlook, comparing current action to that which preceded 2018's lows of $3,100. For Wu and Vase, this year's cycle could see a drop of around 71% versus the highs of $12,800 seen several months ago. That would put Bitcoin at $4,500 before next May's block reward halving event, something which consensus favors as a bullish turning point for price. Wu added that the market was still net long and that he was waiting for a short phase to trigger a reversal. Time was limited to secure further drops, he said, due to the proximity of the halving. Most weaker miners have already capitulated due to the previous downturn, reducing the desire to further weaken the market. No sign of reversal. Regular Cointelegraph contributor Philb received a direct mention during the debate, thanks to the accuracy of his annual Bitcoin price outlook. For him, too, now was a time to be risk-off. I am totally back in cash now. There doesn't seem to be obvious sign of reversal. Going to sit on the sidelines until there is more indication, he told followers of his Telegram trading channel on Wednesday. As Cointelegraph previously reported, the popular stock-to-flow model for charting the Bitcoin price calls for an average BTC, USD value of $8,300 until May. After that, the trajectory is open for a giant $100,000 leap by the end of 2021. Online gaming platform lets gamers collect BTC in first-person shooter game. DonorLab, an online gaming platform that builds Lightning games and applications, lets gamers hunt for Bitcoin, BTC, and pick up Satoshi cubes. Shoot other players and collect Satoshis. In a tweet on November 19, DonorLab announced the launch of its latest project, titled Bitcoin Bounty Hunt, a fully Lightning-native multiplayer first-person shooter (FPS) game. The Lightning Network is a payment protocol that allows for fast, micropayments between two so-called nodes, in this case, gamers. DonorLabs was founded by 25-year-old Konstantin Nick after the 2018 Lightning Hackday in Munich, Germany, as a means to introduce the world's largest cryptocurrency to more people. The FPS game features an integrated Neutrino wallet, where gamers can store coins in a non-custodial fashion, and add space for HODL auctions, and of course the ability to kill off other players in order to collect bounties. Bitcoin adoption through games. In October, Bitcoin-enabled game startup Satoshi's Games announced the development of a Fortnite-like game with built-in Lightning Network microtransactions, titled Lightnite, where interactions between players trigger a monetary reward or penalty for the user. Satoshi's Games said at the time, "In simple words, players earn Bitcoin by shooting other players and lose Bitcoin when they get shot. The game reportedly updates in real time when the player damages another player, gets damaged or picks up an item with BTC value and allows gamers to instantly withdraw their balance via Lightning Network when they wish to do so. Lightning Network will drive Bitcoin to $250,000. In November, the pro-cryptocurrency venture capitalist Tim Draper said that innovations such as the Lightning Network would be key in propelling the Bitcoin price higher. Draper believes that Bitcoin could reach $250,000 by 2022 or 2023, in part due to Bitcoin payment processors, which are really going to open the floodgates. He said, "It's because of Lightning Network and OpenNode and maybe others that are allowing us to spend Bitcoin very freely and quickly, so that it's not just a store of value but it can be used for micropayments, it can be used for retail, it can be used all over." Tor Project now accepts Bitcoin over Lightning Network. The Tor Project, the nonprofit organization behind the anonymous network Tor, announced that it now accepts Bitcoin, BTC, donations via the Lightning Network. The organization announced on November 19 that it will accept Lightning Network donations as part of Bitcoin Tuesday, a fundraising initiative led by the crypto for charity organization The Giving Block. Tor recommended the Bottle Pay wallet for donations, which allows users to search for the Tor project inside it and send crypto without copying and pasting addresses. The Lightning Network is a Layer 2 payment protocol for the Bitcoin network that aims to expedite payments and address the network's scalability problem. Fiat currencies also supported. Alternatively, the service also allows public donations through a tweet. The wallet also enables its users to donate Bitcoin directly, or automatically convert United States dollars, euros, pound sterlings, Australian dollars, Brazilian reals, Canadian dollars, Swiss francs and 15 more fiat currencies. The development of the Tor network is mostly financed by U.S. government agencies after its parent technology, Onion Routing, was first funded by the U.S. Office of Naval Research in 1995. Despite financial support from official organizations, the technology has been widely applied on the dark web for illicit sites and services like the Silk Road. On the other hand, the network is also used by political dissidents living under oppressive regimes and by whistleblowers looking for a way to anonymously expose official wrongdoing to WikiLeaks and similar services. Since the Tor network is used as a way to ensure privacy both in communications and transactions by the use of cryptocurrency often by people who rely on its efficacy for their safety, its users are frequently targeted by hackers. As Cointelegraph reported in mid-October, major antivirus software supplier ESET discovered a Trojanized Tor browser designed to steal Bitcoin from buyers in the darknet. Grayscale files form to become first Bitcoin fund to report to SEC. Publicly traded Bitcoin BTC fund Grayscale Bitcoin Trust GBTC filed Form 10 with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission SEC to become the first crypto fund to report to regulator. Grayscale announced in a blog post published on November 19 that, if the filing will be deemed effective by the SEC, several aspects of the fund's operations could change. In the event of approval, the firm notes that, if the regulator deems the filing effective, the structure of the trust will remain the same and it will not be added to a national securities exchange. However, there will be some changes to Grayscale's scope and operations. Should the SEC accept Grayscale's filing, it would designate the fund as an SEC reporting company and obligate it to register its shares under the Exchange Act. Furthermore, as many institutions block investors from considering trusts based on SEC approval, Grayscale's eligible investor audience could widen. The SEC's auditing standards would also be applied to Grayscale. The firm also noted that accredited investors will benefit if the filing is approved. Accredited investors who have previously purchased shares in the trust's private placement would have an earlier liquidity opportunity, as the statutory holding period of their private placement shares would be reduced from 12 to 6 months. Grayscale is not the only fund seeking to give investors easy exposure to Bitcoin. As Cointelegraph reported in September, investment management firm VanEck also launched its own Bitcoin trust, and issued just 4 Bitcoins during the first week of operation. Grayscale sees record inflow. Grayscale's regulatory foray follows a record year for the trust, which saw inflows of $254 million in total investment into its products in the third quarter of 2019. Q3 2019 marked the highest demand for the company's offering since its establishment, making a threefold quarter-on-quarter increase from $84.8 million in Q2 2019. Bitcoin slips in KPMG rankings, but cryptocurrency innovation has strong showing. On November 18, Big Four auditing firm KPMG released its 2019 FinTech 100 ranking, which lists the top 100 fintech firms in the world. The list saw a drop in Bitcoin-related companies but reinforced innovation in the payments industry. As was the case in 2018, Ant Financial, owned by Jack Ma of Alibaba, led the ranking. Ant Financial controls Alipay, one of China's leading payment systems, and is valued at $83 billion. Among the companies that offer innovation through blockchain and cryptocurrency, JD Finance was best placed in third place, surpassed by Grab, an Uber-like rideshare app that also functions as a payment system in Singapore. Robinhood dropped from 8th place in 2018 to 14th in 2019. However, crypto innovation remains strong according to KPMG's rankings, which featured blockchain-focused OneConnect 18th, Revolut 26th, Coinbase 34th, Liquid 38th, and Bankita 42th. Commenting on the strength of Chinese companies on the list, Chris Wong, partner and head of fintech at KPMG China, said, "As fintech development continues to go strong in China, we are seeing some changes in China's fintech landscape. Aligned with trends we observe globally, we see an increasing number of wealth, insurance and multi-sector companies in China on the list, which indicates that technologies and innovations have spread into more financial services sectors." The report also named Binance, MemaPay, Moin, Sillet and Tokeny among emerging companies in the top 100. KPMG further points out that FinTech 100 companies raised over $18 billion in the last 12 months and more than $70 billion in their lifetimes. The report identifies these companies as changing the world with their respective innovations, serving over 2.5 billion customers globally. Although fintech firms have emerged as a financial services option, KPMG points out that many companies on the FinTech 100 list have benefited from open banking, allowing them to access customer banking to create more personalized experience and services. Early fintech innovators with single product propositions are now diversifying to fulfill customer needs, often through banking licenses and supported by favorable regulatory developments. Novogratz launches two new Bitcoin funds targeting wealth of America. Michael Novogratz crypto merchant bank Galaxy Digital is launching two Bitcoin BTC funds, targeting people between the ages of 50 and 80. The new funds aim to bring the wealth of America, or people who may have largely remained out of crypto investing, to cryptocurrency markets, Novogratz told Bloomberg November 19. According to Bloomberg, the funds will offer third-party custody from major crypto consortium-backed and Fidelity Digital Assets, the digital asset arm of American investment management company Fidelity Investments. Galaxy Bitcoin Fund and Galaxy Institutional Bitcoin Fund. The two new Bitcoin funds, Galaxy Bitcoin Fund and Galaxy Institutional Bitcoin Fund, have reportedly been established with Galaxy's own money and some participation from existing investors, according to the report. The Galaxy Bitcoin Fund will require a $25,000 minimum investment, and investors will be able to withdraw their funds on a quarterly basis. Meanwhile, Galaxy Institutional Bitcoin Fund has weekly liquidity and a higher initial threshold, the report notes. Both funds will reportedly charge lower fees than major Bitcoin funds such as the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. Boomer's wealth is okay. Novogratz plans will ostensibly bring a significant amount of investment from older demographics, as Bitcoin investment is specifically led by the tech-savvy younger generation in the 18-34 age range. Meanwhile, the share of American Bitcoin investors over 50 years old reportedly accounts for 3%. According to a recent study from wealth management firm United Income, Americans under 50 only hold 16% of all investable assets, compared with 31% in 1989. This leaves a massive amount of untapped wealth among older investors that, according to United Income, will comprise $36 trillion in inheritances in the next 30 years. Novogratz is ever the bull. Novogratz, a 54-year-old billionaire and known Bitcoin bull, claimed that there are probably 20 billionaires he could name that made their money outside of crypto and are in crypto now. He added that the new Bitcoin funds could attract investors who are now buying gold. Additionally, Novogratz said he expects that traditional financial services companies will let users invest in Bitcoin in the next 12 months. Earlier today, major Bitcoin fund Grayscale Bitcoin Trust filed Form 10 with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission to become the first crypto fund to report to the regulator. If the filing is approved, Grayscale could see its investor base widen, as more institutional investors will be able to dabble in Bitcoin. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.